Blog Talk Radio.
That's living according to your command. And
Father God, we're just pilgrims traveling through this barren land. And Lord, we're asking you to anoint these little clay, God, tonight. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, to enable me to bring over my word to those that may or may not know of you in the parts of their sins, Father God. Lord, I ask you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the pit of their souls. Father God, we be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praise. These and other prayer petitions we ask in your Son Jesus' marvelous name. And we as people of God in unity shall say amen and amen. And I'm just so delighted to come before your airway presence on tonight. I thank God for all of you, you and you, all of my podcast, digital listening audience around the world tonight. I thank God for you. And I want you to know that I love you from the depths of my very soul. I'm not just saying this, but I say this in truth, in love. I thank God for you being such a dedicated and faithful listener person. I just thank God. And so, my sermon on tonight, entitled, Looking for Love. But we know in this world, every individual should know a little something about love and looking for love. Hallelujah. And we know that in a diverse society in which we live, we know that everything is electronic. Everything is digital. And so we know that we are people of the digital world, and we tend to diverse and converse with one another through way of computer. And there is sometimes the computer, we have a virus known as the love bug. And it spanned the globe by email and infected millions of computers in less than 24 hours. And it seemed that every worried people like you and I, and also the top software engineer, couldn't resist opening a message titled simply, I love you. We know that some analysis have said that the success of the destructive computer virus reveals as much about the longing of the human heart as it does about the vulnerability of the machine in our cyber society. Down deep, we find out that every person on planet Earth is looking for love. And it's no accident that one of the best known verses in the Bible is John 3:16. And we will allow that to be our scripture on tonight, our opening scripture. And it reads like this. It said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's in the law of John 3:16. Could it be that the love we long for the most is God's love? Hallelujah. I'd like to ask you, my podcast digital listening audience on tonight, is Jesus Christ the special person that you or I are so eagerly to seek to sweep us off of our feet? If so, then accepting God's love in Christ could change our lives in a remarkable way. He brings along hope, he brings peace, and a zest for living. We find out that they all spring from being in the love with Jesus. When God says, I love you, it's the message we all been looking for, and it can change our lives. I'd like to know, how will you respond out there in my digital listening audience on tonight? How will you respond to him today? If you're feeling alone and unworthy and wish for a kind, loving friend, I want you to take notice of this. Remember that God longs to show you a love that never will end. And we know that the death of Christ is the measure of God's love for you and I. Hallelujah. We know that today so many people feel the absence of love, and keenly as others celebrate his presence in a world where love means so much. Is there a word from the Lord for everyone with or without a sweetheart? We look at the law of 1 John 4, and it focuses not on being loved by another person, but on God's love for us and our love, hallelujah, for one another. That's verse 7. Then we come to 1 Corinthians 13:7. It says, this love hears all things, believe all things, hope all things, and do all things. How is it possible? Because God's love has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That's in the law of Romans 5:5. Hallelujah. Long after the cards and flowers are forgotten, there is love from God's heart to ours. And on this day, when we express undying love and faithfulness, let's not forget that God above gave us his Son in perfect love. We know that the more we understand God's love for us, the more love we'll show for each other. And I'd just like to ask some of you that might be in my digital podcast audience on tonight, I'd like to ask you a question. We know that some of you are looking for love in all the wrong places. We're talking about looking for love. And we find out that there are some of us that are looking for love in the topless bar. You're looking for love. You have joined an elite call girl service, and you're looking for love there. Some of you are looking for love in that crack cocaine pipe. Some of you may be looking for love in that alcohol bottle. Some of you might be looking for love in the juice joint to meet up with a woman on a nightly basis. Some of you might be looking for love in that snuff can. Some of you might be looking for love in that chewing tobacco. And all of the indulgence of trying to find true love and happiness. I come to encourage your heart tonight that there is a spiritual God that loves you and I tonight. He loved you and I till he sent his only son. He didn't have but one child. And he sent that only son. Can you imagine someone has one daughter or one son? That's your only heir. That's all you got. And think about the turmoil of life rushing in as a mighty wind and sweeping your son or daughter out of your arms. Now, mind you, you didn't have another daughter. You didn't have another son. But that was your only child. Well, this was God's only child. Jesus was his only son. And he loved us so too, he sent his only son, hallelujah, to go to Calvary cross, to die on that old rugged cross. That's how much he loved us. He loved us till he was willing to die and give his life. So I want to encourage you that are looking for love on tonight. I encourage you to look to Jesus. Jesus is the one that loves us without end, without a measurement, without a measurement tape, without a yardstick, without a dimension. God loves us endlessly. Dear Lord, how excellent is thy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. How wonderful is thy great majesty and thy divine wisdom. We give you thanks to you, God, for thy good, your love endures forever.
I don't know what your situation is.
I find no meaningful for life apart from thee, Lord. I have determined to continue to put all my trust in thee. Father God, regardless of the situation or circumstances, I desire to be thy servant forever in obedience, God. Help me work through every opportunity of my life today and joyfully receive the fruit of all the promises you have made to us. Father God, we give you thanks to you for thy good, your love endured forever. Father God, we know that without you, Lord, we could do nothing, we could be nothing, we could not move beyond simple trust to a faith that surpasses all human understanding and sacrifice. I praise thee and lift thee up for all thou hast given me so that my life is not in vain. Guide my feet, Lord. Make me like one of your faithful servants who have come and gone before me, who have pressed toward the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. Make me a willing participant in the unfolding revelation that is yours within your way. We give you thanks to you for thy good, your love endures forever and ever. Amen. This is a prayer that we should commit to God, our all, because Jesus loves us. We don't have to look for love any longer. We can find all the love that we will ever need in Christ Jesus. Jesus have a love that surpasses all human understanding. God loves you and I. You that are out there, my digital podcast listening audience on tonight, I want to encourage you that if you're looking for love, you don't have to look any further. You can look up toward heaven, because there is a spiritual man named Jesus that loves you and I. He wants to love all your heartaches away. He want to love all the pain away. He want to love all the strife away. He want to love all the bitterness away. He want to love all the hatred away. God want to love all that keep you in despondence. God said he come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Won't you come to a spiritual father that can give you all the love that you have been looking for? He will wrap you in the cradle of his love. He will never get tired of loving on you. He will never get too busy. You can call him up. He won't put you on hold. He won't put you on three-way. You have a straight line of communication from your destination to heaven. All you got to do is tell that angelic angel, tell that operator angel to get Jesus on the line, for you have a need of him. Hallelujah. Look for love any further. Jesus Christ is the lover of my life. He can be the lover of your life if you allow him tonight. All you got to do is submit to him that you are a sinner. Acknowledge him. He said, just ask in my name. That's all you have to do. Just ask in my name. Hallelujah. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Ask Christ into your life. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3, ABC. And it's a done deal. Hallelujah. Jesus is just a whisper prayer away. You can lift your hand toward heaven right where you stand on tonight.
Call the chief cornerstone.
Acknowledge God into your life. Let him be the lover that you've been looking for. You will never have to worry about being love again. God can be that lover that you've been searching for behind the alcohol bottle, behind the cocaine pipe, behind the snuff can, behind that tobacco package. God can be the lover that you've been searching for all of your life. I introduce Jesus to you tonight. Will you accept him as your Lord and Savior? Will you allow him to be the lover that you've been looking for? Hallelujah. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart on tonight. You that are out there, my digital podcast audience on tonight, that may not know God, may not know that he loves you, I want to introduce him to you tonight. He loves you. Allow him to be the love that you've been looking for. You will no longer have to look into the topless bars. You won't have to search online. All you got to do is just whisper prayer to Jesus. And he has a listening ear. He can hear just your faintest cry on tonight. And in ending, I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that I've said something to marinate your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition, you would want the old supervisor to go down and pray on your behalf, you are jubilantly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. your program has been, oh, Shepherd Zion. Send your correspondence, send attention, send your pastor, Janice Lord. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janicealaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, I encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
I wanna go. My salvation.